Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sabr, having patience. An Abi Zayd, Usama ibn Zayd ibn Haritha, Mawla Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa hibbuhu wa ibn hibbihi radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, qal, arsalat bintun nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ibn abni qadih tudira, fashhadna, fa arsala yuqri'u salam, wa yaqul, إن الله ما أخذ وله ما أعطى وكل شيء عنده بأجل مسمى فلتصبر ولتحتسب فأرسلت إليه تقسم عليه ليأتينها فقام ومعه سعد بن عبادة ومعاذ بن جبل وأبي بن كعب وزيد بن ثابت ورجال رضي الله تعالى عنهم فرفع إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصبي فأقعده في حجري ونفسه تقعقع ففاضت عيناه فقال سعد يا رسول الله ما هذا فقال هذه رحمة جعل الله تعالى في قلوب عباده وفي رواية في قلوب من شاء من عباده وإنما يرحم الله من عباده الرحماء متفق عليه. حضرت أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنه, حضرت أسامة بن حارثة رضي الله عنه, the frayed sleeve of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, beloved and the son of the beloved of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, narrates. Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu was the son of Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu. So he's mentioning the hadith. Now we know Hazrat Usama radiallahu anhu, his mother was Ummi Ayman. Ummi Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the foster mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her features were of, in that time in the Arab, they had the Arab culture, and they had those people that were blacks. So she had the features of the black, and he also took the features of his mother. But yet he was still very, very beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That even when the hadith is being mentioned, that Hibbu Rasulullah ibn Hibbi Rasulullah, that he was the son, or he was the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the son of the beloved, Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu, he was the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was actually the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Hazrat Usama was his son. So can you imagine how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had so much of love for him that he would seat him on his one lap and he would put his grandson on his other lap. And the commentators of hadith mention that sometimes his nose also would be leaking. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would clean his nose, clean his child's nose, showing us in Islam there is no such thing as racism. That despite them being of high lineage, being from Arab, this child was took the features of a black. His father was from a slave lineage. But still Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had so much of love for this boy. So he is famously known as Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu, the son who was beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the son of the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's narrating, he's saying the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, sent a message to him saying, so who? The daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that my son is on the verge of death. Now this means that this is the grandchild of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter is sending a message saying that my child is on the verge of death. So this is actually the grandchild of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please come. Why must come? Because my child is on the verge of death. Now this is not a small thing. That the daughter is sending a message to the father that my child, my baby is on the verge of death. Please come. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to instill sabr in his own family, to instill this patience and the sabr in his family, look at what reply Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. It's not that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being difficult or hard, but he's teaching his family, this is how you apply sabr. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught first, in application first with his own family members and those that were close to him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message conveying his salam to his daughter. He'd give my salam to my daughter. He gave his greetings and he said, mention this to her, give her this message, that to Allah alone belongs all that he takes, and to him belongs all that he gives. Everything has an appointed term with him. Inna lillahi ma a'ta wa ma akhadha. For Allah ta'ala, whatever he takes, whatever he gives, wa kullu shayin indahu ila ajli musamma, everything is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for an appointed term. Faltasbir wal tahtasib. And then have patience and hope for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful message. That whatever Allah ta'ala takes, whatever Allah ta'ala gives, it belongs to Allah. And then next thing he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that whatever you got with you is there for a fixed time. It's not going to be there with you forever. And you're also not going to be there forever. And then what the last part of Rasulullah said, that have patience and hope for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the message that he had sent back to his daughter. And you should exercise patience and be hopeful for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She then sent a message with an oath that he should come to her. Now she heard this message Rasulullah said, that she sends another message, she takes an oath, that please ask Rasulullah to come. Obviously a mother is a mother, she's going through that emotional phase, she's going through that situation, and she's pleading that Rasulullah has come. So then Rasulullah proceeded with him with Asad ibn Ubadah, Mu'ad ibn Jabal, Hazrat Umayy ibn Ka'b, and Zayd ibn Thabit, and other Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. So in other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went for the full Jamaat to go and visit now his daughter. So the child was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who placed the child in his lap. Whilst this child was panting for breath, the last few breaths when a person or a child is passing away, then this person starts panting for breath. So this child was taking these last few breaths on the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam began flowing with tears, and Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu asked that what is this? Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu has seen this, and the reason he is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, seeing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is tearing, he thought to himself that Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, being of such a high caliber, that he will accept the decision of Allah ta'ala wholeheartedly. In his mind he was thinking that tears may be not happy with the decision of Allah. So here it shows that a student or a person that is learning from a senior, he can ask, and he should be asking if he's not clear about something, so he can gain clarity. So this one point that comes from this part of the hadith. So when he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holding this child in his lap, tears coming out of his eyes, Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah, what is this, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam replied that this is mercy which Allah ta'ala has placed in the heart of his servants. What you're seeing is not being unhappy with Allah ta'ala, but this is rahmat, this is raham that Allah ta'ala has placed in the hearts of his servants. Another narration has it that this is mercy which Allah ta'ala places in whichever of his servants he wills. Allah ta'ala is merciful to those of his servants who are merciful to others. It's a very, very important point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows mercy. Innama yarhamu Allahu min ibadihi ar-rahama. Those people that show mercy to others, Allah ta'ala shows mercy to them. So this mercy is something that is something very, very great. So here one thing we learned, that to cry and to tear at the loss of someone or the loss of something is not against deen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself teared. And this he mentioned also was rahmat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is not permissible is to bring anything upon the tongue that goes against the happiness and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that displeases Allah, and to say things that, why me, what did I do wrong, what did I do to deserve this? These are things that Allah subhanahu doesn't like at all. The best thing a person should do is keep quiet and just make shukr. If he's got the tawfiq, he should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read the relevant du'as, but don't ever complain to Allah subhanahu. Don't ever complain in public and tell people why this happened, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like this at all. And one other thing we learn from here is that a person should always be advising and giving good words of counsel. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even on this occasion of losing his grandchild, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still giving good words of counsel and advice. And here we see the advice that he sent also to his own daughter. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Another point that comes out from this hadith is that when somebody is not well, somebody is sick, take a jamaat and go and see them. This is also from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody is bereaved, somebody has lost some person, to go there and to console that person also. That is also part of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.